From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. officials say President Trump's meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon Friday were likely to include asking for options on how to defeat the Islamic State in ways that were previously considered off the table during the previous administration. Mr. Trump's visit to the Pentagon included a ceremonial swearing-in for Secretary of Defense James Mattis. Speaking to reporters earlier Friday, Trump suggested his disagreement with Mattis on enhanced interrogation of American enemies is not an issue.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you. And so I'm going to rely on him. I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time. But I am going with our leaders. And we're going to win with or without. But I do disagree.
The military is likely to ask Mr. Trump for broader authority to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House Friday following talks where May said they laid the groundwork for a Britain-U.S. trade agreement.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year.
President Trump said great days lie ahead for the British and American people. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. As part of President Trump's whirlwind first week in office,